At the moment, we're under a hydroponic system that we've got under some tunnels. We've ventured into hydroponics. Obviously, there was issues with in the future with soil fumigation and such, plus disease factors that were creeping up. They do have their issues. There's always pros and cons for anything you do. I mean, obviously, growing in the ground is less costly than the hydroponic setup. But with looking into the future, I can see this is probably where we're going to be. Also, it was a draw card to try and attract extra labour into the industry. Not many people want to squat and pick strawberries these days. So that was solely the purpose we've looked at this exercise.
Might be bad timing for this season. How are you going with workers?
It has been tough. We've been relatively lucky because crop-wise, it hasn't been a bumper crop this year. So for the amount of labour that we've been allocated, we've been able to keep on top of it. If it was probably last year's crop, yes, I'd probably would have already buried 30% of my berries.
So it's been quite staggered over this season. How did you go sourcing labour?
We started early. Obviously, with the pandemic, we knew that there was going to be a labour shortage, especially with a lot of seasonal workers or overseas workers not being able to get into the country.
Did you benefit from the seasonal workers that came through from Tasmania this season?
We didn't get any through Tasmania, unfortunately. They were already in the country. So mine came back out from Mildura. They finished up their program over there, and they came through via that. It's been bad luck for the cherry growers this year because obviously hail has affected them. But if they were in full demand at the moment, you'd see a lot of scarcity in right across the board in all industries, because it's probably a more valued crop than strawberries is, so they can pay more to get their crops picked.
Miffy, you're the general manager of Ausberries here. There's a number of sites. Has it been a general problem with workers here?
Yeah, definitely a general problem. Some farms are more affected than others in terms of shortage of workers. And some farms have definitely had to reduce the peak volume on their crop because of the labour shortage. And that, by that I mean they've had to pick flowers and fruit off while it's still green.
Must be difficult seeing that go to waste.
Well, we're lucky, I think, in strawberries, if we put a positive spin on it, we're lucky that the fruit will come again. There will be more flowers. It's not a one crop, one size fits all. It's not, you know, one hit wonder. We do get a series of fruiting opportunities throughout the season. So managing it now is probably less cost than waiting for the fruit to ripen and then be having to throw it in the bin. That's more heartbreaking.
There's a year's worth of planning of what you got to plant, and that's where it becomes hard, because obviously I'm planning for next year, and if we do have a shortage in labour, you've accounted for a certain amount of labour, and then obviously that cost needs to be recouped because you've already spent it. So
are you anticipating, with things opening back up, that you will have more workers next season?
Look, I hope so. We're still worried, because obviously government departments need to get focused together. We're just worried with new variants coming in, whether it's going to be another shutdown and we're back into the same position we are. A lot of these workers that are still here have been able to carry over their visas, but you know, they're longing to go home to see their families as well. So
percentage-wise, how much would you say the crop is down this year, one, because of weather, and two, because of what you anticipated for this year?
Oh, look, weather-wise, I think we're down probably 25 to 30%. The cold snap about 3 weeks ago really... If we hadn't had that cold snap, yes, I'd already be losing crops now. So that slowed everything down. It takes a lot of toll. It does, and especially with a family-run business. It is very challenging, you know, emotionally as well, because you have a lot of invested in your business, and it's not just financially, it is emotionally, and I think that's what makes a good grower, because he rolls up his sleeves and it's blood, sweat and tears. So that's we like to see an optimal product. We like to see people happy buying our product, but at the same time, we need to get to be able to recoup on that product, because we want to be able to reproduce for next year and keep going.
We're looking forward to what the ag visa might be able to contribute to our workforce when that comes into effect in April next year. It's another string to our bow, and it's anticipated that they might be a bit more independent. I think they're calling them an independent workforce, which for us in the Yarra Valley, accommodation, you'll hear every farmer say accommodation wherever they are, accommodation, accommodation. It's definitely the pinch point for overseas workers and being able to supply them with or provide them with adequate and appropriate accommodation. And that is, it has been the kind of block for how farmers manage a workforce, is not being able to provide that accommodation.
Are you expecting more accommodation becoming available up here?
Well, I think there's red tape in what can go on in this area. I mean, I believe, look, it's easier. What I've been told, it's easier to get accommodation up, say, in Queensland, another growing region. We have more stringent rules here that don't allow us to do this or don't allow us to do that. And I'm not. We're talking about full on good accommodation. There's too many overlays that won't allow us to do that. So it becomes very challenging when it's like that.